Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. There's still a bunch of sports going on to talk about and a lot of other stuff. So let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabold, a.k.a. Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that, 713-780-3776, and it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit different. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, smoke signals, however you do it, put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun-ass show today, Hoffman.
I hope so, man. I've been staring at ratings all day, so this will actually be a nice respite from that.
Remember when I used to tell you, like, this is the most fun part of my day?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah, because you get to go through and you spend all day working on, yeah, some of it's tedious, let's be honest.
Can be.
Posting stories to SportsMap can be very tedious, going through and editing things and, you know, rearranging stuff. Going through ratings can be tedious. The show's never tedious.
No.
This is fun, man. Man, what a beautiful day out today. Apparently, it's only going to last for today. You probably haven't been outside. But
I haven't been outside since this morning when it was still really cold.
Yeah, it would have been a great day to ride your bike in, actually. Because
not if you rode in when I did. No. But,
it's beautiful out there. So everybody enjoy it, because apparently tomorrow we're back to the gray rain crap.
Damn it.
Yeah, and it's like our weather now is like 2 days of rain. It gets cold. Cold for about a day, day and a half. Then 2 more days of rain. And then cold again. So that's what it's going to be. So enjoy it while you can. Everybody is everybody's commenting on my look from the 80s. Because I had a photo of my dad and my brothers.
With just a standalone mustache?
With the Freddie Mercury stash.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what people are making more fun of, the mustache or the skinny tie.
I got to be honest. Like, you're not gross. You're not the most handsome of the Fowler brothers in that photo.
No, John was always
but
the one.
But you're not the least handsome of the Fowler brothers.
Well, what are you saying then?
You can do the math on it.
No, but John used to look like Mario Lopez. He was an actor.
Yeah, and going on.
Yeah, but you get old. You don't look quite the same. But everybody was having some fun with making fun of my look in that. You know, everybody wants the mustache back too, which I don't think it would.
Why not?
I don't think it would quite work. I mean, I'm all for anything that covers up my face, but I don't know if that'd be a good look. Plus, it'd be all gray and disgusting now, and I'd have to dye that.
Yeah,
like I do my hair, and you guys would make fun of me for that. And it's like I have enough for you guys to make fun of. I don't really need to add more. So
Lamont says, okay, so tell us the ratings. I mean, it's not as easy as just telling you the ratings, but I will say while the format was kind of down across the board, 97.5 is the top sports station in Houston. We beat 610 and 790. John and Lance were the top sports show in Houston. And I think we're right behind them. Unfortunately, this is kind of the sad part about losing Sports Map, 94.1, RIP. Biggest month we've had to date, ratings-wise, on Sports Map was January. So that's not ideal, but, you know.
You're my boy, Blue.
We'll make it work. We're going to make it work.
Yeah, and we're pretty close to having that whole situation sorted out.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't matter here in a couple of weeks, but. You know, it's like anything else. When you're waiting for something to happen, it never happens fast enough.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that from, stuff on Sports Map. It's like, I'd really love to have that search bar working and a year later. But no, I don't think this is going to be the case. So we're pretty close. What else is happening? Is that pretty much it?
I mean, that's been my day. I mean, there's other stuff happening, but.
You know what?
I'm in a zone.
Yeah, I get you. I got a bunch accomplished again this morning, and for the first time in a while, I got to the gym and I saw myself in the mirror, and I'm a lot less hideous.
Okay.
I
knew you must be confident because you were posting new profile pictures on Facebook. I mean, you're
That was when we took it that Dustin took it the book signing.
Oh, okay.
And I thought it was kind of a cool photo that made me look like a novelist. I'm trying to keep my profile photos reasonably updated, you know, where I'm not like 30 pounds ago.
Not that that Freddie Mercury looking picture.
No, that
would be outdated, even though it would make you look skinny.
Yeah, it would. But I'm not anywhere near that skinny and never will be again. And that's okay.
That's all right.
Yeah, I looked almost ill in that photo.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
I was the same way. I couldn't gain weight if I wanted to until I was, like, mid-20s.
Yeah. I was the same way. I was, like, 160 pounds for the longest time. But, the cool thing was I don't have a lot of photos of my dad. So when my brother dug that one up, I thought, you know what? I'm going to share that with the people. Because, all the stuff we have of him is before you did it on your phone.
Right.
Which makes me wonder a little bit, like, your kid photos and stuff like that. I know you got the cloud and all, but what happens if you lose all those in your phone?
We have the cloud. We have a hard drive.
Okay.
And now there's websites like where Annie puts all the pictures of all the kids. Like they're archived on a website.
Well, I know Facebook's archived because I keep getting these.
Yeah, but I mean, we've got something things. That's like the sole purpose of it is to archive pictures, and it can do like a high res. Pictures, so she, I don't know what she pays for it, but it keeps up everything, and you know, so if the whole house burns down, we'll still have pictures.
409 says skinny ties are in right now. Not sure what they people are hating on. You were just 60 years ahead of the time.
You beat the curve.
It wasn't quite 60, but it's
getting there.
40,
yeah.
Well, not 40, not quite. 35.
Okay,
about 35 years. Yeah.
Somewhere between 35 and 40?
No, somewhere between 30 and 35.
Okay. I was going to say almost my whole life.
Yep.
That picture's older than Aaron.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. How old are you, Aaron?
30.
Yep.
I can't, but here's the thing, though. As old as I am, I don't even remember what that was. I'm pretty sure that was somebody's wedding. But between us, we've all had so many. I have no clue. I couldn't tell you which one of us was... And it may not even have been one of us. It might have been like my aunt's wedding or something like that. But, you know, it would have been about 19 or 20 then.
Okay.
So, the good old days. Back when I was only hideous from my mustache and the way I dressed.
Did you see the look that Raheel recommends?
No.
Raheel, he tweeted you what the look that you should be going for. And honestly, I don't disagree.
You know what? No.
Why not?
Because Listen, I respect the man, but if I look like that, which means I put on a bunch of weight again, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And he's going to die soon, long before he finishes the novel.
Is he going to, will he outlast you, though?
You know what? I'm going to go with no.
You're feeling that confident.
I'm feeling good today. Like I said, I put in a lot of work in the gym. I got a lot done. Energetic as hell. So, yeah, I think I'll outlive George R.R. You know, barring, well, the great equalizer is Houston traffic.
That, yeah. He lives like in Santa Fe, New Mexico or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, with a bunch of wolves. He's just out in the middle of nowhere. So, which, I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind, like, living in the middle of nowhere.
But not with wolves.
No, no.
Because, what I mean, the wolves could turn on him at any given time.
More dangerous. Well, yeah, especially if they read any of that Arian Foster stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, or they may just go like, okay, this dude has not finished his novel.
We're sick of waiting.
We've had enough. We want to know what happens to the dire wolves.
Yeah, what's going on here?
But I mean, I could go for the old man beard and, you know, not be as fat. I could try that.
You know, what's the fun in that?
I don't know. I'm due for a new look.
I like you fat. Well, I want you to get fatter again.
Well, I'm actually in a good spot right now. I'm gonna do another round of
it's funnier when you're fat.
I know, but I want to lose another 10 or 15, but I'm also at a point now where it's not like a must, but I want to. So
yeah,
after that, and I'm going to buy a bunch of new suits and stuff and not put the weight back on, 'cause I'll be motivated. 713-780-ESPN 281 wants to know, does this mean my bolo tie is cool again?
I would say, depending on the rest of the outfit, yeah.
Maybe that's a direction I should go.
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
The bolo tie and the black hat.
A black cowboy hat?
Well, like kind of the sort of Westworld hat that I have.
I don't know if that fits with a bolo tie.
It might.
You could try it.
Yeah, it's worth the effort.
What are you going to do for footwear?
Boots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black cowboy boots?
I need to get some new boots. I have... The only ones I have now are kind of beige.
Yeah, you need black cowboy boots for that.
Yeah. It's a decent look. I'll go for that. So, couple of things from the non-sports world. Your boy Bernie Sanders is going to run again in 2020.
Barry Sanders?
No, the little crazy old guy who wants to have free college.
You hate that idea. I actually hate the idea of free college, too.
Well,
that's the thing that turns me off on one of the things that turns me off on Bernie Sanders. But
you know what? I'll say this, and this be the only positive, because he's too far left for me. But I do think he's at least a genuine dude. He's not a turd.
Yeah,
which there's, you know, I can't say that for very many politicians.
That's frankly true.
But you know, now all we need is crooked Hillary back, and it'll be entertaining.
She's gonna go for it again, isn't she?
Why? How many times do we have to tell her we don't want you?
I don't know.
I mean, honestly, I should sit down with her, because I've been rejected by women my whole life. And you know what? They only have to tell me once, maybe twice. Don't have to tell them three times.
The other thing about Bernie Sanders, though, he's so old.
Yeah. Do you think he'd last 8 years?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think so. Like, and I remember thinking that about John McCain when he ran. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. You know, In retrospect, I'm kind of sorry he didn't get a chance to be president. I thought he would have been pretty damn good, but
we've seen in the last few years, we've seen two of the youngest presidents, and Reagan and Trump, two of the oldest presidents, if not the two oldest presidents ever.
Well, unfortunately, at the end there,
I'd have to look up some math. I know Trump's the oldest president. I'm not sure about Reagan. He's up there, though.
Yeah, and near the end there, I'm not sure he was even running things, though, at the end of his 8-year term.
Yeah.
Which was a shame, but all right, well, we got sportsy stuff to get to, don't worry. So what are the odds Wednesday on The Blitz on ESPN 97.5?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So, I don't know if you saw this, but after the Padres made their big signing yesterday, care to know what their odds jumped from to? They were 100-1 to win the World Series.
I'm going to guess 100-1.
They dropped to 66-1. Now, their win total only went up 2.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I read you their starting rotation,
projected
starting rotation.
But AJ, they have the best farm system.
I'm not saying they can't be good 3-4 years from now, but. This year, 100-1, that's still, I still don't know if I'd bet on them at 100-1.
But here's Larry Brown Sports did 7 teams that could make noise in Major League Baseball that we're not expecting. I'm going to tell you the teams and you tell me what you think.
Okay.
They have the Pittsburgh Pirates. 82 games last year. I'll have Chris Archer for the whole thing.
Yeah. I'm going to say not a contender.
Cincinnati Reds.
Not a contender.
Chicago White Sox.
I'm going to go no.
Minnesota Twins.
I'm going to go no. I know they were pretty solid last year. I'll still say no.
San Diego Padres.
No.
I can't believe they're third on this list, by the way. New York Mets.
They could.
They've got
to stay healthy. But
added Robinson Cano.
Yeah, if they can stay healthy in the rotation, that team can be pretty good.
And finally, the Tampa Bay Rays.
We'll have to see what they can do with their pitching. I mean, that thing they tried last year, you can't say it was a failure.
Well, they won 90 games last year.
But I still think you've got to – I mean, the quality of the arms that you use still has to be better, you know?
Yeah, I think – I was reading last week, Garrett Cole hates that, where you start with the reliever.
I mean, you know who hates that? Pretty much every starting pitcher.
Yeah. But if you don't have 3 legitimate starting pitchers, I could see where you might try it. But they have the Rays number 1 on the list. And Charlie Morton, it's a big addition for him.
This is good.
If he's what he was here.
I saw Tyler Glasnow was throwing like 98 or something, they said, at spring training already. I mean, if that's the case, maybe they got something with that guy who was at one point just a massive prospect who's kind of flamed out.
The AAF story that we were talking about and the guy investing in it and how I thought it was a good investment. Apparently, according to Darren Revelle, who I don't give too much credit because, RJ slayed him on Twitter, says the AAF missed its payroll in week 1. Told agents it was a glitch with switching to a new administrator. I'm just curious, who switches to a new administrator in the first week of your actual?
I don't know, but Raheel sent us something that's saying that, according to Benjamin Albright, the AAF thinks that someone planted that, the XFL planted that. And that's what I said yesterday.
Yeah.
And apparently that's what he says as well. The AAF claims they have no money problems.
Well, they don't now. Guy just put $250 million in there.
Who knows?
I mean, I don't trust Darren Revelle any farther than I can kick him, which I'm guessing is about an inch. But, I always wonder who would leak something like that. And, would it make sense for the XFL to leak that? Probably. But you also just had to get $250 million put in. I might believe the other side on this one. That's all. But if there's an AAF player out there who didn't get his check, text the show and let us know.
Yep.
Is that Ken or Kim?
That is Ken.
Let's try Ken.
Kenjamin Franklin. Sports. What's up, man?
Hey, so I got a question on baseball contracts. I know Manny just got the $300 million over 10 years, but how much of that is he actually going to see? I mean, with paying out to agents and taxes, I know they try to get as much as they can because they're not really going to see $300 million, correct?
Yeah. I mean, you pay your agent. I'm guessing most of those guys pay their agent a standard 10%, although it maybe his is a little bit – he may pay a slightly higher percentage because he's got a premium agent. But, everybody pays taxes, so – I don't know what exactly he'll see out of that, but
California taxes are higher.
Yeah.
That there's no question, but I don't know because
my guess is like if you pay off your agent and you pay all the taxes on that $300 million, you're probably walking out with half of it.
At
like
least.
If you were just at least
closer to two than one.
If you were to walk out with a big bag,
closer to I would say closer to $200 million than $150.
Okay. So if you were to walk out with a giant bag, a duffel bag filled with what's actually yours and you can take, it's still a pretty good chunk, man. Like nobody's feeling bad for these guys. But yeah, of course, that's why if I'm in a salary negotiation, I ask for more money because I know they're going to tax me. I know they're going to, I've got people that I've got to pay out of that. So yeah, that's pretty standard.
But he'll also make endorsement money out there.
Yeah, more than he would in Baltimore.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the things.
He's also sort of a known a-hole, isn't he? Though.
Yeah, but a lot of times there's not to get too far off track here, but for instance, last year when the Maple Leafs signed John Tavares, he was getting $11 million a year from the team, but he was also there's companies that want to sponsor him if he goes to Toronto. So he made a whole bunch more money from that. That's why so many guys want to go to New York and LA.
Right.
And Chicago to a lesser extent. But those are the two biggest media markets, and those are the two best endorsement opportunities. So even though you're paying more taxes, and even though the cost of living is ridiculous, you're making up for that with your endorsements. And that's why, why would you go there and not come to Texas where there's no state income tax? Because you can make hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
How much do these guys make on their sneaker deals? What was Harden's number?
Absurd.
Yeah.
Close to what his contract was, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So, there's other opportunities for guys. And in this case, California market, even though San Diego isn't the biggest market, I bet you there's endorsement opportunities. So, in the end, the actual contract is not going to be, I would guess, just rough guess, 55-60%, maybe 65% of the money at the most. But then the endorsement money is going to be significant as well. But it's actually a good question because nobody ever reports that, right? They just report the numbers.
Right.
10 years, $300 million. Well, what does that really mean
in terms of
real dollars? And
the other side of it is it's none of our business.
Nah, it really isn't.
Once you take into account what it and in baseball it matters even less because there's no salary cap, but like, Tim, the reason why I care what a guy's making is because I want to see how it impacts the salary cap. I don't care what he pays in property taxes and things. Like, that's none of my business. That's his business.
It is, and I agree with you, except I see why fans care about that.
Why?
Because fans want to feel like they're part of the team, and fans feel like they're helping pay those guys' salary. So if they think a guy is getting way too much, then they're going to bitch about it.
And you should tell our fans your salary.
No.
Why? So they'll feel like part of the team.
No, they get to be part of the team in other ways.
Do you see what I mean? It's nobody's business. In my mind, I don't know.
I agree, and I've always wondered why the hell we care what athletes make. I only
care for salary cap implications. Like, how does it affect how you can build a team?
And I agree 100%. That's why
in baseball, though, it doesn't matter.
NFL, and really in the NBA, it doesn't matter as much either anymore, because if an owner wants to spend over the luxury tax line,
yeah,
he can spend whatever he wants, really.
But it's still intriguing to see when are you going to hit that luxury tax number. You know what I mean?
Once you're over it, though, it's kind of like, okay, who cares?
Yeah.
It's like the Warriors could wind up paying. I remember a story last year. Like, if they kept everybody, they could wind up paying like $350 million in salaries.
Yeah.
Do they care?
They keep winning? They win, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not saying I understand it. I've never quite gotten why people care about contracts. Nobody seems to care what actors are making.
Exactly.
And yet they care about players. But I do think they feel like they're part of the team, and they're buying the jerseys, and they're buying all the stuff. And so to them it matters. It doesn't to me.
Aaron, do you want to divulge your salary?
I do not.
Okay. Well, I guess you guys aren't team players. All right. Over 10,000 people went to mycomputercareer.edu. I'm in the middle of a live read, Fred. Excuse me. They took the free career evaluation last month. They started 2019 in a bad job or not making enough money, and they did something about it. At My Computer Career, they could start their new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with no IT experience. Helping people start an IT career is what they do, and it's not too late. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You'll attend classes on campus or live online. Just twice a week, you'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
The Blitz.
I'm never a big fan of paying running backs that kind of money. And I feel like Lamar Miller is serviceable. I'd ride him out for the last year and then hope that Deontay Foreman takes over that job.
And draft somebody this year, too.
Yeah. But as far as Le'Veon, yeah, you commit that much money to a running back, I think you're hamstringing your team.
With Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I mean, it's hard enough to do it when you've got to commit that to a quarterback or an offensive lineman or a pass rusher or a cornerback. But a running back, I just feel like you can find them. And Le'Veon Bell's great. Don't get me wrong. But you can find guys. You can find serviceable running backs basically on the scrap heap. So I wouldn't pay Le'Veon Bell a bunch of money.
I'm with you on that 100%, but I think you can upgrade the position. And maybe it upgrades with Deontay Foreman. But if they're going to spend money, and they're going to have to, I'm all about let's fix corner first and offensive line.
Weekdays from 4 to 7 on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, voted best sports station by the Houston Press. Coincidentally, we have voted the Houston Press the best evaluator of sports stations in this city. Congratulations to us and the Houston Press.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on a What Are the Odds Wednesday on The Blitz.
Hey now.
And a lot of people keep pointing out, well, there's luxury tax in baseball, too. That's another thing. I don't understand why fans care about luxury tax. You know who that matters to? Tillman Fertitta.
Yeah.
Jim Crane. If they're willing to go over it and pay money, why does that matter to you?
I'll never understand it.
I mean, that's not money out of your pocket.
I just feel like if it involves how the team can be built, that's one thing. But like once it gets past that, fans. Why do fans or media members or anybody worry about agent fees or taxes? That's just. Yeah. It's dumb. Once it's not team related, why does it matter to anybody except the person who's paying it? And I told Dustin, I said, that's like me saying, what do you think J.J. Watt has to pay for his cable bill? And could he get a lower cable bill if he lived in Florida? Like, who cares? That's J.J. Watt's business. He's the one got to pay his cable bill. You know what I mean? Like, we care about the dumbest things in sports.
Well,
sometimes.
And you're right. There's a lot of media people that care about it,
yeah.
That put like exact figures of every contract in every story.
Somebody's business. Dude got paid.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't, I've never.
And whether he pays a 10% agent fee or 12 or who, how does that affect you as fan or me as media?
If the Astros go out and sign Bryce Harper tomorrow and say, mm-hmm. we're raising ticket prices so we could sign him and pay him this much money.
First of all, the Astros would never say that out loud.
No.
What kind of dumbass organization would say that? Like, we've signed a guy to a $300 million deal. And then maybe anybody with any sense, a couple weeks down the road may say, or even the next season may say, right. Oh, we've raised our season ticket prices. No one says, In a related move, we've also raised ticket prices and concession prices. No, that doesn't happen. They do that on the low.
But I think if you did that, then people would. The reason is people would bitch.
Yeah.
Hey, we're on the live stream brought to you by Twin Peaks.
Hey, live stream.
I think we're a week behind on this little note you have on
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I need to delete that.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to mentally delete it for you. So, yeah. I have a comment that I think is directed right at you.
Oh, at me?
From Mike Leach. When he talks about the media and NFL stuff.
Okay.
And he's talking about Cliff Kingsbury getting the job in the NFL. Says, I think KK will adjust it around the players he has and their ability. Any notion that anything you can run in college, you can't run in the NFL, that's NFL arrogance and lunacy. I don't see it so much out of the coaches. I see it more out of media, that's you, and scouts.
Me?
Yeah, well, let me keep going here. He goes, they act like the NFL is so special. In the NFL, the corners are guys like Deion and Revis. Well, okay, then my receiver's Jerry Rice. It's all relative. And then the best, I think the stupidity of the NFL hits a new low every time I hear this, which I've heard you say many times. I've never seen the quarterback take a snap under center.
Oh, I have said that before.
I know. That's why I thought of you. He says, oh, really? You're at the highest level. Somehow you've squirmed and crawled, probably very similar to Gollum from Lord of the Rings, and found yourself in the NFL. I love how you got a Gollum reference in here. And somehow you have the total inability to teach a guy to take a snap. Aren't they proud to have you? Every seventh grade coach in the country can teach a guy to take a snap. Well, obviously, it's because he hasn't. He's got an inability to stick his hand under somebody's ass and pluck a ball away once it's placed at the top. So that's just for you, from Mike Leach.
Thanks, Mike Leach. That's why you're so well-respected amongst your peers.
I love the guy. He's out there. He's different.
Have him.
Yeah. So, but... I mean, I've always said that. It's like, okay, but the one thing, he's oversimplifying, of course.
It's the problem with taking a snap under center versus a shotgun isn't the simple hand it from the center to the quarterback. I think a world-class athlete can make that adjustment rather quickly?
My gracious.
But it is, obviously, it's a different, drop from, where you see the field from is completely different. Well, and if you've ever even played... high school quarterback, it's a massive difference.
Well, it's footwork, too.
Yeah.
It's footwork, it's timing, it's where you see the field. So he is oversimplifying, but, you know, he's...
Do I undersimplify? Is that the thing?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. But I might ask Fred, if these Covington boys win their lawsuit against the Washington Post, can you see the media changing their ways in reporting? I haven't studied that enough to comment on it. I'll take a look, but just... from what I've seen, there's no chance they win that. But I haven't studied it enough to really have an opinion on it. But I'll look it over. And I frankly don't think... Yeah, well, I need to spend more time with it. I don't like making comments on things that I'm not completely up on. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. 832 says, you're dancing around the answer to your own question. I believe fans care about salaries and specifically how large they become because they are fully aware of the impact it has on the affordability of going to a game. For many families, it's no longer feasible. Guys, again, I mean, if you can't afford to go to the games, don't go to the games.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Stay at home and watch them on TV.
Not everybody has TV, but yeah. I mean, listen, there's a lot of people who can't afford to do a lot of things they'd like to do.
I can't afford to fly on a private jet.
Right.
I'd love to.
I can't afford to go watch North Carolina Duke tonight. Would I like to? Sure. I'd like to take Fred's private jet, and I'd like to pay $2,500 to get in the house at North Carolina Duke.
As much as $10,000 I saw today.
Oh, I just mean to get in the door.
No, the resale tickets are $10,000 right now.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah. I can't afford that either.
Yeah.
So would it be cool? Yeah. But guess what, sports fan? Not everybody can afford to attend games live and in person. Well,
and not to be insensitive, but it's just like a vacation. You save up and you take your family to one game a year or two games, however many you can afford.
Unless you have enough money to buy season tickets. And that's not most people at this point. I mean, I would.
No, there's a lot of them.
There are.
There's a lot more rich people around than you think.
They're not the average Joe fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, And that's the thing. And for every...
And guess, you know what rich people typically don't worry about? How much the athletes are making. They don't care.
Yeah.
They're worried about their own money.
Considering how many billionaires we have running around the city, I'm not too sure they're worried about that. But, I mean, that's, to me, you know, I get it. Oh, it's expensive. Well, it's just like, what do you want to spend your money on? Yeah, and hey, if I want to spend $30 on a beer, I'm going to go spend $30 on a beer. And if I can't afford to do that, I won't. I mean, it's just, you have to decide what's important to you. You could still be a fan of the team and watch the games on TV, can't you? Did I miss something?
Yeah. Well, no, you didn't miss something, but yeah.
Robert says you're on radio. You're supposed to give strong opinions on subject you know nothing about, right?
And I guess that's the rule.
Yeah, that's most radio. You're right. Unfortunately, yeah, I can't. I mean, I'm sure I give opinions sometimes on things I don't know about that I think I know about, but I don't intentionally do it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And Nick says, ticket prices don't keep families from going to games. You can get in the door cheap. It's more about the food, drinks, souvenirs. Ticket prices are much lower than the rest of that. I don't know what I think he was typing and driving there comparatively. I agree. And again, though, what's expensive to one person might not be expensive to another. So, like, if I wanted to go to a Texans game, like, what I would usually do is wait and buy club-level tickets because I like club-level tickets. And I'd buy them in the resale market.
So you'd rather go to one game on the club level a year than to five games sitting in the nosebleeds.
In the 600, yes.
It's all about what's in your budget and what you want to do. Yeah. I mean...
But that's the thing. I know it gets expensive, but you just budget that in. It's like, listen, I know if I go to a game, especially in the club level, I'm going to go sit at that bar before the game and drink a bunch. And I'm going to drink a bunch during the game. Yeah. And so you budget that in. That's going to be part of the expense. And, you know, I get it. If you're taking a whole family, it gets expensive. Well, if you can't do it, don't. And everybody wants to take their kids. Great, but tell your kids, you know what? No popcorn. I'll get you a Coke. But you can forget the hot dogs, forget the pizza. We're going to eat before we go. I mean, there's things you can do. And, you know, what those guys spend... I mean, that's their business, is to make money. Dynamic pricing is their business.
Yep.
May not like it, but so pick a Padres game to go to. Philip says, I have season tickets. I sell half and break even, so I get to go free.
Cool.
That's pretty smart.
I mean, whatever works for your budget, but I mean, you can't tell that you can't like be worried about what kind of money the team is spending on players and how that's going to affect your ability to go to games, because you can either afford it or you can't. The team as a business can't say, well, Joe Bob can't afford to go to the games if we sign Bryce Harper. Well, if you sign Bryce Harper, guess what? Some other guys with some more money are going to take Joe Bob's seat and the business will go on. They'll find a way to make money, and if they don't, then that's on them.
It's just like the Texans season ticket waiting list.
Yeah.
I don't know what the last number I saw was, but I think it was like 27,000 people are on that list. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. Check out sportsmap.com today. Great stuff as always. I have my column up that I talked about yesterday on what the Texans need to do to push all the chips in the middle. And we've got Josh has a video up on who do you blame for Harden's unhappiness with the offense based on the conversation he had with Steph. He also put up
Who do I blame for James Harden being unhappy with the offense?
Yeah, you have to watch video.
Who does the offense run through every single play?
You have to watch video.
Oh. Okay.
I haven't watched it, so I can't.
I haven't either. I'm just guessing. If I were to, like, if that were actually a question.
I think he was bitching to Steph Curry about having to carry so much of the offense.
Oh, well.
It's okay. He also has a video of the fantasy football loser forced to cover himself in peanut butter and go to a dog park. I hope he didn't.
I saw that. And didn't he have, like, an option to pay, like, $100 or something?
Yeah, I'd have paid the $100. He didn't rub peanut butter everywhere, did he?
I think he was fully nude, so I think he had to.
Oh.
I don't know if audio is going to really do the job, though.
Yeah, because it's probably going to be a lot of, arr. Oh.
Did he get arrested?
I don't think so.
If he's naked in a dog park with peanut butter on his peen, he should get arrested.
Was he actually naked, or was he just wearing, like...
I don't know.
He might have been wearing, like, a banana hammock.
Okay, well... That's up. We have Victor was actually in Guatemala for the Dynamo game last night and gave us five quick points on that. Speaking of which, if you want to hear more about that, Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight from 7 to 9. Glenn's already in the house.
Guatemala? Like the country? Or is there a city in Texas called Guatemala?
No. It was, they played some team called Guastatoya in the, CONCACAF Champions League.
And there are fans who went on that road trip?
Apparently, yeah. They were like,
you guys are so stupid.
They're like 50 people, allegedly.
I can't wait until one of you gets kidnapped or sold into the sex trade. I'm not going to feel bad one bit because you're a dumb for traveling to Guatemala.
You didn't even ask the most important question.
What's the most important
question? Did the Dynamo win?
Who cares about that stupid question? I'm worried about getting kidnapped and you're asking me the score of a soccer game?
Well,
come on, bro.
No one got kidnapped, and they got out with a 1-0 victory.
Okay.
In the first leg of the two legs of the series. Now they'll play at BBVA Compass. And all the Dynamo need to do is tie, and they'll advance. And then they'll play Tigres in the next round, and they'll get murdered. Because Tigres is better than them. So that's my soccer knowledge for the day.
According to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
An average of 101 murders per week were reported in 2016. In Guatemala.
So it's like Greenspoint.
It's a whole country of Greenspoint. What are you guys doing? Oh, I really want to watch that soccer game. Do they not have TV cameras at that game?
Oh.
you know how I make fun of you when you're like, I want to go see a Texans road game and you picked Jacksonville? Yeah. I was like, dude, what's wrong with you? There's like several great trips you could have made and you picked Jacksonville. Any other road game. Any game. Guatemala? Come on, guys.
Well, it's only like 50 people, man. That's got to be hardcore. That's like family. or the Dynamo Army or whatever they call them.
You better be there with the Dynamo Army. Yeah.
I'm actually thinking, like, I haven't done it. I haven't done it for 2 years because, well, I really haven't been able to once Sports Map started. But I'm thinking of doing the Texans road trip to England next year.
Okay.
Because that would be different. You going to make fun of me for that, too?
No. I mean, if you want to go, that's cool. I'm not going.
I'm not going to get kidnapped or murdered.
Going on that trip. That's a long-ass flight to watch a football game. I've got Sunday ticket, bro. I don't need to fly for that.
I'm not going.
Game I want.
I wouldn't be going for the game specifically. I'd go to the game. But I would be going to hang out in London for a couple.
You're not
going to
pay all that money that they're paying to Clowney just to go watch him play in London, right?
No.
With the jacked up ticket prices after they give him an extension.
No.
Yeah.
See, I get pissed off when you don't spend to the cap. Like last year, they had all that extra cap money.
True.
They better spend that stuff this year. Eric says people forget how much franchises make on top of player payroll. Well, let's also not forget that player payroll is not their only expense either.
Yeah, they got to keep that giant building that you keep going into. They got to do
all the upkeep
who on that.
Take your tickets and serve you beer.
Pay
and,
all of them too.
And security guys who make sure that you don't get murdered or kidnapped like they do in Guatemala.
The guys who sweep up the peanut shells that you left on underneath your seat.
The guys who bring you the peanuts so that you can throw those shells all over the seats.
And the beer that you got drunk and spilled on the back of the guy in front of you who cleans that up. They pay for that too.
And the little guys who run out on the field and scrape up the infield. And, by the way, the front office and all those scouts that they're sending all over the country to do stuff. So, that's not all the money they spend. 713-780-ESPN. Bernardo says Tigre suffered a loss yesterday, so they're halfway out. Uh-oh.
What?
Uh-oh.
Listen.
I just assumed, I just assumed Tigres would win because, you know.
We got to stop talking about this right now.
Because I've heard of Tigres. I've never heard of the other team. That's why I just assumed they would win.
Did Tigres play Dynamo?
No, they would in the next round if they win, but Bernardo says they lost.
I don't care anyway.
Why don't you care? This is important, man.
I promise you it's not. I promise you.
Oh, man.
It's important. You wouldn't.
50 whole people went to Guatemala to see it.
Came back. How many came back? 38. 50 went to see it. 38 came back alive. Congratulations, you the lucky 38. They all have shirts made. The lucky 38. Went to Guatemala to watch a stupid soccer game, and I survived. And
38
got this
and
t-shirt.
A half. Somebody lost an arm for trying to steal something.
Well, there you go. I was an Astros ticket salesman during their championship season. I can tell you more people called to buy tickets when the Astros acquired Beltran/Verlander.
Of course they do, because team interest goes up. I'll be honest. The people who are like, I don't go, they're charging too much for games. I can't afford to take my family. You're not their target audience. If you can't afford to take your family to a game, I got news for you. The team doesn't care about you. I know that's hard for you to believe because you bought a jersey and you've got a hat and you put a sticker on your car. But if you can't afford to actually go out and go to the games, they don't really care about you that much. It's just that's the cold, hard truth of it.
They care about their TV contract money.
Yeah.
Which,
but the TV contract money is going to be there no matter what.
Right, because these networks continue to just shell out ridiculous amounts of money. And, they care about the people who show up and spend money.
But they're not gonna adjust how much they spend on players so someone who makes $35,000 a year can afford to go to a game. That's never going to happen.
But
you know who does that? Teams like the Sugarland Skeeters. Those guys, they want to make it an affordable experience for everybody.
Yeah.
But
like the Sabercats, you have kids under five, they're free.
Yeah.
That's
not big time professional sports franchise. There's a difference. This is a place who understands the community. They understand that not everyone can afford to go to Astros games. It's a great way to take your family to see some baseball. Hell, they might even bring out a player that used to play in the major leagues. And that's awesome for a lot of kids and even some adults to see that. But those are the guys who are worried about, man, we've got to make sure our pricing works for the everyman.
Well, you know what's even more important to them? Selling those luxury suites.
Yeah.
Because that's serious money. We had one when I was at the Chronicle. I know what that thing cost us.
Oh, yeah.
And not just to have it, but how much we spend every game.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had to sign for it a couple of times. And, it wasn't cheap.
All right, man. Got to tell you about my boys over at Republic Harley-Davidson. They are the best in the world. The whole world, Fred. Republic Harley-Davidson, you asked me why they're the best. You didn't ask. I'll tell you anyway. 200-plus bikes in inventory, the best customer service rating in the entire state. They're the only choice if you're looking for a new Harley. Friendly staff, reliable, experienced, well-trained in every department. They've got some great specials going on as well in the service department all through February. $59 oil change, free electrical system check. In the parts department, tires, $399, fully installed. And there's new motor clothes arriving weekly. And the sales department's got the best special. The deal of a lifetime. Maintenance for life when you purchase a new Harley-Davidson. Only at Republic Harley-Davidson. Go down there, check out the bikes. They've got a ton of them. And they've got some beauties. And the new 2019s are looking amazing. You're going to want to get on one, demo it, check it out. Come see why Republic Harley-Davidson is Houston's number one Harley-Davidson dealer. Stop in and visit them, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford. They're just outside the Beltway. Or you can always find them open at republichd.com. This is-